COVID's impact on the ag economy. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
I don't think it's going to be a new normal where we can start seeing money start circulating through the economy.
UT economist Dr. Aaron Smith has been documenting the impact of COVID-19 and the agricultural economy. And while now there's hope to begin reopening the country soon, there's definitely been a dramatic hit to our farmers over the last few months.
You know, we've seen row crops drop anywhere between 7% to 26%. When we look at the livestock sector, one of the hardest hit has been hogs. We've seen declines in prices of greater than 45%. We look at cattle down anywhere between 15 to 21%.
But before the impact of the coronavirus, the farm economy was already in its fifth year of declining prices, and the hope was that they were starting to see signs of recovery. And while it's unsure when livestock prices will recover, Dr. Smith says at least for row crop farmers, they're seeing some lower input costs, and there's a little time to bounce back before harvest.
We have seen some input costs come down. Diesel is the primary example. And so that has dropped some of those costs. But again, it's not anywhere close to what we've seen in terms of price declines for the commodities. But the one positive thing that we do have on our side is time, because from the planting until the harvesting, we do have time for prices to recover.
Dr. Aaron Smith says while different parts of the country begin to hopefully open back up, that could help farmers gain better prices. But it still looks to be a long road ahead.
It will potentially be a slow recovery. I'm sure that we are going to end up seeing additional challenges or flare-ups in different parts of the country and across the globe. But hopefully we can get back to a normal regards to economic activity.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.